We're joined now by John Dickerson. He's chief political correspondent for Slate.com. And welcome back to Day to Day, John.
Thank you.
You heard John McCain's news conference, his response to the New York Times story today. What impact do you think this will have on his campaign, if any?
Well, it's never good when a candidate's wife has to come out in front of the cameras and say she trusts her husband. So this is a very bad day for John McCain. It's really hard to know how this will play out. I mean, the New York Times story kind of makes two charges. One is about a romance, and one is about possible influence that a female lobbyist had on Senator McCain. It doesn't deliver on either. If the story stops where it is now, the political damage may be limited. However, it may be the beginning of a series of stories, or sometimes these kinds of stories kick off several others, and that could lead to political damage.
He's already fighting for support from evangelicals and from the conservative side of the Republican Party. Could this hurt him or perversely help him, because being, you know, quote-unquote attacked by the New York Times might be seen as a badge of honor?
The evangelical leaders who don't like John McCain will probably side with the New York Times, which might put them in an uncomfortable position, but he was never going to get them back anyway. In terms of evangelicals and conservatives, this is probably a wash for the senator as it stands right now. The story, of course, though, is still developing.
John, it's Alex here. Let me ask you about money and the month of January, because there are new reports out today on campaign fundraising. They show both Democrats ahead of Senator McCain, though he was really just starting to pick up a head of steam in January. And among the Democrats, Senator Obama raising three times as much as Senator Clinton did in January.
The numbers on the Democratic side are very interesting, and they tell the story of the larger narrative that we've seen, which is that Senator Obama has done well. He's raised more money, and he's managed it more wisely. And Senator Clinton has a lot of debt. She ended January with $7.6 million in debt, which doesn't include the $5 million personal loan she gave herself. There's certainly grumbling among Democratic strategists not aligned with either campaign about how the money flies out of the Clinton campaign and exactly where it all goes. And I suspect when we look back on this campaign, someone will write a very smart story about the way in which resources were allocated in the Clinton campaign.
There's a CNN-sponsored debate in Texas tonight for the Democrats. What are you expecting?
Well, I'm expecting some fireworks. Hillary Clinton is in a tough spot right now, and these debates have been something her campaign has been pointing us all towards for the last couple of weeks. They think she does well in these debates, and she often has come across as the more commanding presence. And she really has to do something to knock Obama off his game and create a moment that's big enough for us all to continue talking about it. Now, what does a big moment mean? A big moment means something that reinforces an existing doubt about Obama. Those doubts have not surfaced so far. He's won 10 contests in a row. So she's got to really do something that not only reflects well on her, but that gives people some reason to pause about Obama.
Hey, John, what about the math, the delegate math? We're seeing numbers that she has got to win an extraordinary amount of votes in the big states, Texas, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, something along the lines of 65% to 35% to get the amount of delegates that she needs. Is that true?
Well, there are two kinds of delegates math, as we're all learning. There's the pledge delegates, the delegates that are assigned from the actual voting that goes on in the states, and then there are the super delegates. As you point out, she would have to do better than anybody ever possibly expects her to do to take a lead in the pledge delegates. But where she may be able to build back her lead is among the super delegates. But Obama will say, look, I have won among the regular folk in the land, and you should follow the inspiration of those regular people who have chosen these pledge delegates. Clinton will argue the opposite case, of course, and will say, look, superdelegates have been given the power to follow their own conscience, and here is the reason they should follow their conscience and not follow the pledge delegate lead that Obama has. It's going to get into a very complicated spin war.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com. John, thank you.
Thank you.